Shimp, what do you say? Too hard going for the Costanza look with the hat? Cover the Torah. Just keep it on, no? I'll forever feel uncomfortable in this position. Hey, also has the feel of like, oh, we're in Poland. We're on a tour in Poland. Just came from the... It feels during final... You know, it's appropriate. It's appropriate during finals time at YU, you know? I'm just gonna start. That's okay.
As long as you're mostly not, I can't stay. Oh
no, I don't know why anybody's here. I never came to these events during finals. What I did during finals was like, I spent half the semester like finding the right person with the right notes and ingratiating myself to them so that at the right time I'll be able to get the notes from them. And then during finals, like basically being irresponsible, like eating doggies at all hours of the night, drinking Surge, eating doggies, studying, memorizing things, you know, and then davening shachris and taking the test. Learning Torah at 10:30 at night was not part of the schedule. So, just in time. Thank you for the opportunity. No, but that feeling of like, you know, when you're on the Poland trip, and you have the ones wearing the fur hats, just came from Auschwitz, and now you're trying to be inspired in the, you know, in the old destroyed shul, or you came from, you know, Maidanek and go to Chachmei Lublin. Not saying it's that bad here in the finals, but everybody here looks really, really looks really happy and excited. So I'm kidding. Batzlacha to everyone. Okay, there was a Jew who came to the Choza, and he was just poured out his broken heart. I'm tired. I'm having a difficult time with Shalom Bayis, I'm having a hard time with Parnassa. It's not working out. In the community, it's not working out. With my job. He's got all these difficulties and struggles and all these nisyonos and all these hassles. And he says to the Rebbe, listen, to the Choza, it's okay. Like, all those things, it's okay. I don't, you know, I get it. The person has to deal with ups and downs, deal with challenges. I'm not even going to bother asking for a bracha, what I really want from the tzaddik, what I really want from the Rebbe, is a bracha to help me, or an eitzah to help me with my avodas Hashem. See, like, I'm so busy with my tirdas aparnasa, to leave to work very early in the morning, I barely have time to daven, timing, and I come home late, and I have a side hustle, and I'm busy with this, buying and selling, schlepping, going and doing. And keep in mind, these are the days without phone service, let alone the smartphones we have, let alone apps. I'm pulled in so many different directions that it's hard for me to focus on Torah. It's hard for me to focus on learning. It's hard for me to remember to keep the main thing. And I'm just mefuzar, mefurad, and I'm schlepped all around. I understand the nisyonos I have in every other area of life, but it's hard for me to accept that in the part of life that's most important to me, that which is most real in my life, like, can't the Ribono Shalom cut me a little bit of slack and give me some Yishuv Hadas that I should be able to learn? I should be able to learn to be Maver Sedra, I should be able to daven like a person? So he said, Rebbe, I'm asking for a bracha, just help me, give me a tikkun, give me a fixing. Chozo Blin looked at him and said, I see what you're saying. I understand. He closed his eyes or he covered his eyes. However, the Choza accessed whatever he needed to, wherever he needed to go. He said, I can't help you. It's not my place to help you. It's not for me to fix. It doesn't need to be fixed. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs from you, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is expecting from you, is the davening and learning and the fulfilling of mitzvahs the way you are right now. And for me to give you some type of an eitzah or bracha or magic pill to try to change that and get out of that would be depriving the Ribono Shel Olam, listen carefully, would be depriving Hashem Yisbarach of a nachas ruach that He expects and wants and is yearning and waiting for from you the way you are right now. With your tirdas aparnasa, with your stress, with your tension, with being pulled in different directions. There are times where the Ribbono Shalom wants us in a Shabbos-dik way, and there are times that the Ribbono Shalom wants us in a Vachadik way. There are times that the Ribbono Shalom wants us, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and there are times that Hashem wants us the Hanaga of Chanukah and Purim. There are times that Hashem wants us like this, times that Hashem wants us like that. Hashem wants us the way we are right now. And without making too much of a fuss about it, it's an extraordinary thing. And I was joking off. It is an extraordinary phenomenon that you're here to learn Torah tonight, or to whatever, to get a breath of fresh air, let's say. It's well ventilated here, so I've been in Batei Medrash that are not so well ventilated. We were just talking before. It's a Shabbos. I was in the middle of they had Hespedim for Shtayim. I don't know why I'm saying this, but the exhaustion. But I was in a not this week, 2 weeks ago, Motzei Shabbos, at Hespedim for Shtayim in one of the Batei Medrash. Hundreds and hundreds of people there. The heat was on. It felt like it, and it was just it was impossible to breathe. I left in the middle. I was thinking to myself, I'm going to say this because it makes some joke about a breath of fresh air, and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to say it. Doesn't sound right, but Hashem wants us like that also. Sometimes Hashem wants us to feel stuffy and to feel tired. And when we're studying for finals, and when you're juggling responsibilities and trying to do lots of things at the same time, and we say, I wish I'd be able to just have a few peaceful moments and learn B'Yishuv Hadas and start Sefer Shmos with Shnayim Mikra the right way and be able to like really just put my money where my mouth is and say I need more emuna and less hishtadlus. Rabbi Nachman calls it hanakuda hashayeches lelibo ba'es hazos, that there is an akuda, there's a point, there's an aspect, there's a way of connecting to a moment that we're in which is unique and different than any other moment I've ever been in before. It's called hanakuda hashayeches lelibo ba'es hazos. And Rav Nosson davens over that. Rav Nosson davens over that Nakuda. I mean, you can't go a few pages in Nakuda Tefillah without bumping into some expression of that. Rav Nosson saying to Hashem, just help me deal with this tension, and help me deal with this struggle, and help me deal with this yirida, and help me deal with this kriras, and help me deal with this confusion, help me deal with this struggle in Parnas, and help me handle this issue in Shalom Bayis, or dating, or whatever it may be. Not help take it away from me. Not remove it, not just get rid of it. But help me work through it. Help me be where it is. To know that in this precise moment, there's an opportunity. water. Don't you have a little water? You okay? I know emergency response also.
Very scared.
Okay. Vayera Malach Hashem, Elav Belibas Eish Mitoch Asna, Moshe Rabbeinu he's not in any state of having it together. He comes out of Beis Paro, very eager, gets involved. He gets involved here, gets involved there. He's dealing with Egyptians, standing up for Jews. He has to flee. He becomes a refugee. He's on the lam. He's no home. He's no contacts. He's just completely out there. He's Achar HaMidbar. I mean, he's not even in the Midbar. He's Achar HaMidbar. And in that place of barrenness and chaos, Amalach Hashem appears. A voice comes out from this burning bush, from the Sneh. And it's not Boer Ba'esh. It's a symbol of eternal Jewish people. Ayomer Moshe Asurana. There is a mara hagadol hazeh. Asurana. He stops what he's doing, and he turns to the side, and he goes to examine what's going on with this mara hagadol hazeh, with this great vision. The Maggid from the Zichon, the Gresham Maggid, explains that the mara hagadol hazeh, like this big thing that he saw, was a big deal because he turned off the road to see it. And it was like imagine you're in a car. Someone's giving you a ride on your phone, looking down. You don't see anything that's out the window. It's okay. That's appropriate. It's okay to be on your phone or in the car. Or you're reading a book or something. I don't know. Mav or Sedra or whatever in the car. Sorry.
you're on a bus and you're learning, you know, listening with the pods, listening to Dafyomi, whatever, Chazring, whatever it may be. And you don't want to see what's going on outside. It doesn't know what I'm doing.
But something caught Moshe Rabbeinu's attention, this Malach Hashem, whatever. You know, there's something going on out there. And he turns. He turns his attention to see what's happening. He gets that Mara HaGadol, to that incredible experience. It's an accentuation. Madula Yivarasne. He starts getting involved. Like, why is this, why, like, what's that? It's unnatural. It's on fire, but it's not being consumed. He's trying to figure out exactly what it is. Hashem calls out to him, Hineni. Hineni, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm here. Hineni means I'm present. Hineni means I'm not involved in other things. I mean, I've turned my attention completely to where I am. Vayomer, Al Tikrav Halom. Stay where you are. Don't come any closer. He sees that there's something going on. There's a Snebor Baish. Snainenu Kal. This is a pretty incredible thing to see. You know, this is a pretty big deal. This is a pretty unbelievable miracle and supernatural, extraordinary, once in a lifetime moment. He wants to see, like, what's going on over here? What's coming from? Come close. It's fire. It's divine fire. Al Tikrav Halom. Do you want to know how to experience this divine fire? You want to know how to experience this Mara HaGadol? Al Tikrav Halom. Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. Literally, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. When we take off our shoes, what's the idea? Why do we take off shoes? Why do Kohanim take off shoes? It's a holy place. Okay, why? It's like a Japanese home or some nice house with like white carpet you want to put mud in. It's like a holy place. I don't want to soil it. Shoes separate us from where we are. And shoes are good support. It's in a cushion there. I got boots that don't have slips. So you shouldn't. I don't want to get too involved with what's on the ground. I don't want to step into it. I don't want it. But taking off one's shoes implies a chibur, a connection to where I am. Kahanim, the Beis HaMikdash, there's no shoes in the temple. Because we don't want there to be any separation between the ground that we're on and where we are. That's the chibur, there's a place. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. Take off your shoes. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is he taking off his shoes? Not close to the fire. Over there, stop where you are. Al tikrav halom, Torah says. Stay, stop. We have a similar experience by Har Sinai also. No? Matan Torah. Man Torah, there's a Shem Yisrael say, you see the Torah is coming down on Har Sinai. Come, hop around, come as close as you can. Get involved, climb the mountain. No, what's the Pasuk say? Vigbalta, stay where you are. Titchaber, connect to this experience from where you are. Don't start trying to climb and jump and go. Adarabba, if you do, you're going to touch the mountain, you're dead. It's over. You don't have a place in the world. Shal na'alecha ma'araglecha. With humility, stop where you are. Take off your shoes. Ki amakom asher ata omed alav, because the place that you're standing in right now, not where you want to be, where you intend to be, where you ought to be, where you think I should be, where I can achieve, I will achieve, that I have she'ifa, I have yearning and desire to. Right where you are, right now, away from the fire. There, amakom asher ata omed alav. Admas Kodesh. That is called Admas Kodesh. To be where we are. Every place and every moment with its specific opportunity. Every state in Nefesh. Every experience. Every stage of life. And every moment in our day is a makom, is a place for us to be, to encounter. One of the Bali Eitzah of Yushalayim that our generation is blessed to, it was a Skar Mashkiach here. The Mechaber Sefer called Living in the Presence, hopefully it'll be out soon. So, Rabbi Dr. Benji Epstein likes to say, he's wont to say that one can consecrate the present, where I am right now, the place that I am, with presence. To consecrate the present right now, where I am, Nachshav, the place that I am in right now, by being presence. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Ribono Shel Olam, Hineni. When Moshe says, Hineni, I'm here, and I'm fully here, I'm fully present. And Moshe has a lot on his mind. There's a lot going on. He's not necessarily in the most lechatchila situation. Right? He's not with chaverim. He doesn't have a mashpia. He doesn't have any community. He's away from his family. He's running away. Soon he's going to end up involved with a bunch of daughters of an idolater. They're getting hassled at the well. He's going to get involved. He's all over the place. He gets involved. There's a Jew getting picked on, so he starts up. And then he has two Mitzrayim fighting, so he gets involved. Killed the guy. Moshe Rabbeinu is like shooting in all directions. He's shooting in all directions. He's noticing everything. He's out there, boom, 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 seeing everything. He's running after sheep. That's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, is that in that situation, without a specific directive yet, Hashem has not spoken to him and said, here's what I need from you. Here's what you're doing. He's still trying to figure it out, and in each place, Moshe Rabbeinu is mitchaber to where he is. He doesn't start up right away, help me figure it out, let me go to Eretz Yisrael, let me find Klal Yisrael, let me go here, there. There's no. He's in Midian, he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know where he's going, he doesn't know what the next step is going to be. But amakam asher ata omer alav admas kodesh. Right where you are is something halig. There's an opportunity there that's different. The Medrash says, "V'aftas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha." Torah says, "To love Hashem b'chol levavcha." What does it mean? B'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzracha. Gemara brachas. Yitzrah tov, yitzrah hara. Meaning, there are times where I'm pulled this way, and there are times where I'm pulled that way. There are times where my focus is on one thing, time where my higher self is expressed, and there's times when my lower self gets the best of me. Says the Medrash, what does it mean, b'chol levavcha, with our complete heart? Shelo yelibcha chaluk al hamakom. B'chol levavcha. There shouldn't be part of me that says, it'd be better if I wasn't here. It'd be better if I didn't have to deal with this nisayon. It would be better off if I didn't have to deal with this situation, with this variable. Like, final suck, I should really be, you know, I should really be learning 4 hours at night. It was better when I was in yeshiva. Or it'd be better if I go to Eretz Yisrael for vacation, for Ben Azmanim, for Ben Semesterim, I'll be able to. It'd be better if I was in Landers, if I was in Shayosha, if I was in Eretz Yisrael, or if I was in Mir, or whatever, maybe. It'd be better over there. I don't know, maybe it's better, maybe it's worse. What does it have to do with me? That's big chachmas. Everybody can have big chachmot. But that's not what Hashem is interested in. Zema Seshali. Says the Talmud, this is my ma'aseh. This is where I am right now. Some pressure, some stress, a lot in our minds. Pizur hanefesh. Some situation with a vibe with some girl that's making you crazy, trying to figure out what the deal is, and some test that you have no idea. They haven't been there in 6 weeks, and you're trying to like figure out a nice way to like get some masorah notes from some guy that you haven't talked to in a while, and like whatever. You know, and then they're trying to figure out where you're going Shabbos, you know, whatever. You're trying to see if you can get a last minute, you know, ticket to Eretz Yisrael or something like that or whatever. Yeah. Like, you've got a lot of different things going on, and like every part, there's part of it screaming out, like, it would just be better if. If only I would be able to. Don't fight where we are. Moshe Rabbeinu was zochet to the greatest gilui of Hashem Yisbarach because he doesn't push where he doesn't belong. He doesn't push the moment. It's not dochik. Stay at the side of the road. Take off your shoes. Titchaber where you are. Fill the present moment with presence. Hinemi. Be fully there. This is not apologetics. This is called pshat and pasuk. There's a sliding state of yichud in our lives. If the goal of our lives is Yichud Hashem in every situation, the goal of our lives is Yichud Hashem, to bring things together, bring the parts together. So Yaakov Avinu is saying to his sons, you want to know what's going to be in the end of days? It's going to be crazy. He asfu, he kabtsu. The biggest challenge of Achras Hayomim, the Parsha Stum of Achras Hayomim, is how to figure out to bring all the pieces together, how to bring my whole self to the table. Part of me wants this and part of me wants that, but to somehow become whole. It's the trait of Tmimus. That's what it means to be someone who's walking in the footsteps of the Tam, walking in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu. In disc number 65 of Shalom Sabag, explains that the pathway, I made a promise on Pushkin. I'm a promise keeper. Shalom Sabag explains that if a person wants to experience Gilui Hashem, really want to become full with the awareness of Hashem's presence, it's only with Tmimus and Pshitas. Specifically, this Mita says the only answer to Pizur HaNefesh to be pulled in different directions, but we have a million different chachmot and ways that it's only with Tmimus. Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Tam, is a person of integrity, of authenticity, of honesty, of truth. The Latin root for that word of integrity means to be whole. That's why Yaakov Avinu lays down, all the stones come together. It represented that Yaakov Avinu was a person who had Yishuv Adas. All the stones that were scattered all came together. Did it happen? Did it not happen? Is it a metaphor? Yes. To bring the disparate pieces together, he'asfu, he'kabtsu, gather together, bring it all in. Atei libcha chalak al hamakom. Like Rav Albi writes, there's Yimei Ha'ava and there's Yimei Ha'sina. The days of closeness that we feel and days of distance that we feel. There's a way to approach Hashem, to be miyachid with Hashem, that sliding state of yichud, in days of Ava, and there are times, days of sin. And the only way to really access that is by cultivating Tmimus. Tmimus also means presence, chibur. The Gemara in Erevin says, and I remember Rabbi Simon quote this often, I was in yeshiva. And the Gemara in Erevin, Samachay, Rav Nachman, you'd say, Rav Nachman says, and you'd look over him and see, Rav Nachman. That was the only Rav Nachman being quoted in yeshiva in those days. But so you'd look and say, Judah, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says. Yeah, Rabosa, Rav Nachman says. You know, okay, I'd say it a few times. He said, Rav Nachman says that I'm a day laborer. Anam pa'olah di'amame anam. I'm a day laborer. Every day with its specific kol yom avid avadate. Every single day has its job. The days of Ava have its job, have its way of connecting with Hashem and serving God. The days of Sinah have its way of serving God. There's a time to serve God. Pesach Tik, there's a way to serve God, Tisha B'Av Tik. There's a way to be with Hashem during finals, and there's a way to be with Hashem during vacation. A person has to have a little bit of humility, a little bit of tmimus, to receive the makom that we're in. We find ourselves in between the days of Vayichi and Shmos. The Babbage Rebbe said, we don't find ourselves in places. Our choices and our actions take ourselves to places. We don't find ourselves there. The whole Vayichi to Shmos is one hemshech. Va'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael abayim mitzrayimah. Farshim point that. And my mother was an English teacher, just to point out, you don't begin a sentence with and. Right? So, unfortunately, point out, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation of the story. And the repetition of the names of the Shvatim, Habayim Mitzrayim, Ibn Nosson tells us, is that it's a Habayim Mitzrayim, it's not history, but that every single Jew is going to experience descent to Mitzrayim. And it's as if we're coming to Mitzrayim, we all have that experience. And in the midst of that yirida, or that descent, or that tension heading to a place of erevas ha'aretz, of impurity, of memtet shari tumah, Rashi says, why is Hashem telling us the names of the Shvatim all the time, again and again and again? Odi achibasam, say how much Hashem values us. Specifically there, in the descent, in the yirida, that it's part of the story, it's part of the plan. The Bris Ben Habsarim can't come to fruition. Avraham Avinu's purpose in the world, the whole story of Geula, can't come without there being this distance in Galus. Ramban writes that that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Zeriah. It's the book of planting. Zeriah means potential. Putting seeds in the ground. Who knows what it's going to be? Sefer Shmos is called Sefer Hatzmicha. Something that's tzumeach and then it grows. It's reached its potential. Its potential actualized. It's the state of becoming. Gedolia writes that the Remez L'davar is the first five times in Brias HaOlam, the first five times in creation, Hashem is bringing light into the world. Each one of these expressions of light, or corresponds to and represents one of the Chamish Chumshe Torah. So in creation, Hashem says, Yihi, or let there be light, which is potential. Vayihi, or light has become actualized. Yihi, or Sefer Bereishis, first. Vayihi, or light actualized, manifest, Sefer Shmos. The irony is that it doesn't feel very much in Sefer Shmos that we're manifesting or actualizing very much. But what it does feel like is that Paro was making a holocaust against the Jewish people, and that Jewish children were thrown into the Nile. We used to fertilize the ground and create dams. That Paro would bathe in Jewish blood. What it feels like is that Mitzrayim, and Avdus Mitzrayim, and before matzo balls and plastic frogs, the whole Golas Mitzrayim really is the paradigm for all exile, all suffering. Tisha B'Av, Mitzayim Mishraim, Mitzayim Mitzrayim, meaning the Geula of Mitzrayim is a foreshadowing of the great redemption. But we forget that, like, the suffering and the pain of the exile is a lot more than, like, you know, frogs on his head, frogs on his bed, frogs on his nose, frogs on his toes. It was an absolute bloodbath. And it didn't last 5, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. 210 years, and Klal Yisrael thought that it was going to last double that amount. The Avidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'farach. Let's imagine this pasuk now for a second. Let's just analyze the pasuk. Listen to the pasuk in this week's parasha. The Avidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'farach. The Yimaros Chayim ba'avoda kasha. The Chomer b'levanim v'chol avoda b'sadeh. As kol avodasam, asher avdu bahem b'farach. If you're an editor, if we were, I'm not saying that, listen, I have a lot of questions with Hashem. This is not, I don't get involved with these textual questions with Hashem. I have other things to deal with. But there are those who like make get crazy with like these things. How many times? The Mitzrayim worked the Jews with. Farech, what's parech mean? Huh?
Very hard.
We worked very hard. V'yamaros chayayim, no, it was v'yamaros chayayim, and we bittered our lives. Be'avodah kasha. Well, how do we translate that?
Hard work.
Very, very, very hard work. B'chomer uveinim. Okay, now we're getting some details here. It's not like very, 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 very. It's bricks, it's mortar. V'chol avodah basadeh, and all the different work of the field. So like there's urban work, there's that type of schlepping, and then there's another type of work in the field. As by the Mefarshim point out, we were able to handle the nisyonos of Mitzrayim. We did. We handled it. We handled it. Jewish people can get through it. We have a high capacity for suffering. We do. I mean, there's a svarim of shilas and shuvas and drushas from the Holocaust. I mean, like, Jews have a certain ability to transcend suffering, physical suffering. We made it through Mitzrayim. We managed to maintain our language, our identity, our clothing. There was Mesiras Nefesh, people were having children. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. There's a burning bush. Snan en ukal. We stuck to our guns. We remained Yidden, Goshen, the whole thing. We were there. What was really the hard part? Five different times in this pasuk, five different ways, vayavidu, va'avodah, v'chol avodah, avodah sam asher avdu b'hem b'farach. There's a complete dismantling, a complete breakdown of the human psyche. The five different words, avodah, corresponding to the five parts, the naran chai, the nefesh ruach neshama chai yechida. Paro was playing psychological warfare. It was not just to break us physically. It wasn't to destroy our emunah. That's not possible. It's indomitable. It was a war of Pizur HaNefesh. It was a slavery of Pizur HaNefesh. As the Baal Shem Tov, it's brought in, this is in the Baal Shem Tov al-Torah in Shmos, this is the place where he says it. The whole inyan of Golas Mitzrayim was Chasar Mehem Adas, was Golas Adas. Our consciousness was in exile. We weren't able to, like, they were working so hard. Men were doing women's jobs, women were doing men's jobs. We were pulled in so many different directions. Avodah Basadeh, Chomer Belvenim, Avodah Bafarech, the Avodah Kasha. So many different ways that we were being pushed and pulled. That we were being beat down. That we were being schlepped around. The Pizur HaNefesh is what was the ultimate suffering. The Golos of Mitzrayim, yes, the terrible tragedies, yes, Jewish blood was spilt, yes, we were there for 210 years in darkness. The Golos, the intensive experience of suffering of the Jewish people in Golos was because our minds were blown, we were dismantled as people. There was a Golos Hadas. And we know what that feels like. Like we've all been there. We have so many different things that are pulling at us, and so many things that are bothering, that are eating us, the eating at us, and schlepping us, and all the self-doubt, and all the uncertainty, and should I do this, should I do that, should I do this, should this be my major, should that be my major, should I go study now, should I go learn, it's a mincha, but I'm in the middle of it. Should I say yes to this girl, not, should I go here, should I switch to this year, should that, we don't know where we're going, left or right, up and down, we're turned in a million different directions, we don't even know what we want. That's called Golos Hadas. There are days I come to shul in the morning, and I don't know what day it is. And when they start taking out a sefer Torah, I'm not wearing a white shirt. So I know it's not Rosh Chodesh. Tefillin on, so it's not Shabbos. Is it Monday? If it's Monday, I go on a Osherad for davening. So I gotta like figure out how that's gonna look. I gotta get myself together. It's Monday's my Osherad day. I don't think I didn't. I just go to Osherad. I swear this happens sometimes. Like, didn't I just go to the supermarket? How am I gonna figure this out? So I'm like, oh, I'll check my Chase app and see if I have a large charge from on a credit card like this week from shopping, the supermarket, and then I'll know that it's probably Thursday. It's actually happened one day recently. You know that? I'm like, wait, there's other ways that I could figure this out. No, I'm saying there's got to be an easier way. But that's where I was holding. No? We started Valetzion and then benching. Like, we don't know where we are sometimes. Where am I going? What test do I have today? Like, what's today? What do I have to do next? I have four finals in the next 3 days. Where do I start? What do I do? And you turn around and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go get pizza. Like, we're pulled in so many different directions. We don't know if we're coming or going. That's called Pizur HaNefesh. It's dafka from within that place. From within that darkness or confusion. Call it Yerida, call it tension, Golos. Dafka, from that Golos Hadas, from that place, we're able to connect with Hashem in a different way, in a new way. Hashem wants us like that. In that moment, at that time, Raya L'davar that Hashem wants me like that, is that I'm like that right now. National actualization. Personal and individual becoming. Is dafka from within the darkness. Vayihi or means that there was no light before. Sefer Ashmos, that smicha emerges from this place of like being all over. And it's painful, it's suffering. The Gemara also says this pasuk learns out from this pasuk different ways of being kona Torah. B'chomer, b'levenim, levenim is libun halacha, chomer is the it's kal v'chomer, avoda is the amelus in Torah. It's a rough chazal because Jews were being killed. People were suffering. People were crying out to God and not being answered. And that's where chazal make a drasha about learning out different modalities in limud Torah. Because it's not all a walk in the park all the time or usually. But as Mesillas Sharm tells us, our job in the world is to do mitzvahs, to work, and to be omed b'nisayon. Doesn't say anywhere that it's going to be easy. Doesn't say anywhere that it's going to be almei menuchos. That it's going to be with yish v'hadas. That it's going to be with mochen de gadlus, expanded sense of consciousness. Everything is clicking and great. The problem is that every so often I'll go down. You know, every so often I'll go down the rabbit hole. Really, the only sports clips that I watch, I follow my friend from high school, Bausk, we're old friends. I saw him young as a Woodmer this week. His son's like on the basketball team, and he always posts like his son running plays. I don't know, like eighth grader. It's like I watch. I don't know, whatever. Golos Hadas. Those are actually very sweet moments. But I watch, like, watching those, or like every so often, like every 3 to 5 months, I'll watch like a 3 minute clip of Curry hitting like 200 shots from all over the place, like he's some type of human algorithm, like a machine. And I have, and without realizing it, it causes a great, causes great distress. In one sense, it's like it's beautiful. No, it's a beautiful thing to watch. One of the LeBron or this one or that one, like hitting it one after the other, the Hatzlachos. On the end, like this symmetry, and it's poetic and it's beautiful, and it feels like it's happening and it's connecting. I'm not a sports fan, I don't follow sports, but everybody, like, there's certain sweetness in that, you know? Certain beauty in, like, just the perfection of it, no? The cleanliness of it. But then there's, like, a certain, like, something breaks inside also of that. And it's not the wasting of the time. It's not that. That's the should be the best of our wasting of time. Say amen. This would be the best rabbit hole you fall into in the internet. Yeah, we all know what we're talking about. But there's something that breaks, because like that's not the way it ever goes. It never looks like that. Not when you're shooting around at your house, not in the gym, not on the Jordan Jammer in your basement shop this afternoon. Never. It never looks. Not throwing crunkled up paper into the trash can. It never looks like that. And it's never going to look like that. Not ought to look like. Doesn't like. Not meant to look like that. Like in order to like have that type of exacting perfection, you have to be, because you're not really a human being. You're more of a robot in human form. You're not a person who's like, you know, living life. And if there's one person in a generation who shoots basketballs like that, very good. That has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. It has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit and Torah. It's very good. He could throw a basket, a ball into a hoop. But if we want to replicate that in our Yiddishkeit and replicate that in our davening, and my davening should always be clicking and happening. And I come to Seder and it's always going to happen. It's boom, one after the other, boom, like a highlight reel. Zelozeth, never going to be. Is that the way Hashem wants? That's what Hashem wants? Rael David, Hashem doesn't want that, is because it never happens. It's not the way it goes. It's dafka from within this experience of it not the way it goes. Of feeling frustrated and feeling like, why can't I get it to the next step? Why can't I pull this together? It's dafka from there that we can learn how to be connected, that we can learn how to be redeemed, aware, settled. It's specifically from that place of chaos, dafka within Mitzrayim. My friend Jake Pizem told me a beautiful maisa. Anybody ever been to Bells? You've been to Bells before? Yeah, you've been to the Bells of Mikdash? Very good. You saw in the front there, by the Rebbe, where the Rebbe sits? You know what I'm talking about? You've been to Bells? Yes? Yes. What do you see by the Rebbe, where the Rebbe sits? The gigantic, blinged out Yudke Vavke? That's what I'm looking at. I want the leprechaun. You know, I've seen the leprechaun. You see the gold. It's unbelievable that it's massive. It's thick. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's thick. I'm sure it's got some depth to it. Whatever. Beyond that, right underneath that humongous blinged out Yudke Vavke by the Bel Zeruv, there is a glass box with a chair in it, right? Bel Zeruv in Eretz, he had like lots of interesting things that he was doing. He was always doing things that people didn't quite understand. And he had a chair that he sat on in Tel Aviv when he set up shop after the war that he wanted to have come with him everywhere he went. They'd strap it to the top of the chair when he went to Yerushalayim. I was laughing. I also strapped things on top of the roof. When we went camping as a family, Chalamoid, we have this little Dora, the Explorer couch that I bought in Target that has since been pished on too many times and thrown up on. We don't have it anymore. But we have a Dora, the Explorer Target couch. You know what I'm talking about, those couches? So we brought it. I strapped that to the top of the car. And I was saying, in this b'china, I'm a Belzer. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm a Belzer. Whatever. The Belz Rebbe used to schlep a chair around everywhere he went. And it didn't start in Eretz Yisrael. It started actually at the end of the war. The Rebbe was saved in 1944 on the Kastner train, the Kastner transport. A complicated sugya in Jewish history. Exactly how it came about and whatever. It's not for us to know or judge. But essentially, Kastner redeemed Jews. He made a deal with the devil, literally, and bought the freedom of many, many Jews. Family members, people that he knew, and tzaddikim, Satmarov, Belz Rebbe. Train left from Hungary to Switzerland via Bergen-Belsen, and everyone was allowed to take like a personal item on the train. And people took their pictures of the family, took Talisman Tefillin, sitter, some food, provisions for the road, something. Barbaran Belzer took a chair, a stool. That's what he had with me, a stool. Some type of a chair, a folding chair or something. No, people weren't like paying attention to what everyone was doing when they're just frantic to get out. And every time the train would stop for provisions or for fuel or one of the stops, people would go out to get drinks. The Belz Rebbe would take his stool, take his chair, and he'd plunk it down outside the train. He'd sit down. People would be passing by, going and coming, and he had his eyes closed. He was in his own little world, sitting in his chair. At a certain point, after a couple stops, somebody like got the, like, what are you, like, what's, like, what's happening? What's the chair? The Belz Rebbe said that on Hoshana Rabbah, we're begging God as the gates are closing after the Yom Narayim. Say, Hoshana Nefesh Bahala Hoshana. Hoshana, God save us from a Nefesh Bahala, from a chaotic soul, from a soul that has no rest. Save us from a Nefesh Bahala, from Pizur HaNefesh. Hoshana. Says the Belz Rav, even when a Jew is running away from the Nazis, he has to know how to sit. Even when a Yid is running away from the Nazis, he has to know how to sit down. He can have Yishuv Hadas within that. It says Reb Nosson in the Olam L'Trufa, in his letters that he writes to his sons and friends, Kol ma she'over al ha'adam kol yimei chayav. Everything that happens to a person, that a person experiences their entire life, mi'alduso ad ziknuso, from childhood through adult, through when we get old, becoming elderly, at every stage of life, is a sliding state of yichud. Tzarech lasum el libo, to take to heart, this kari v'al yidei zed daika. That specific experience, and that specific moment, and that specific stage of life, with all of its challenges and all of its difficulties and all of its blessings, LaShem Yisbarach Kisrachikus Bishvil Eskarvus, because the distance that we perceive and that we feel, ultimately, so that we can draw close. VaHamanios, that which holds us back, that which prevents us from being what we want to be, Bishvil HaCheshek, is to wake up our desire and our yearning. V'chol ha'yisurim, all of our suffering, yesh harchavos, it's also moments of expansion, of expansiveness. V'chol ha'avlos, and all of crookedness, and all the times where we get messed over, where it seems unfair, I'm dealt a bad hand, yesh yosher. Inside there, from that experience, there are moments of yashus. There's an element of truth, of fairness, of being straight. V'chol hadinim, yesh rachamim. In all of the harsh judgments and bitterness, there's also rachamim, the sweetness. V'chol nefilos ve'yiridos, yesh Hashem yisparach. In all of the falling and failures, Hashem is there too. V'chol machloko sheba'olam, all of the pirud, all of the dissension, all the struggles and tension between people, that creates distance in relationships, bechlalius ha'olam, all over the world. The stupid politics that we're busy with, that we waste our time with, we can't affect. Ubipratius, and in our personal lives, in our relationships, in our home, with our parents, with our friends. Bechol ir v'ir, in every city, uvein ashcheinim, neighbors. Bechol bayis ubayis, and in every home, v'chule v'chule. This v'chule v'chule from Ibn Nasan says the whole thing. Etc., 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 and we know what that means. Bechulam yish shalom na'olam b'seocha. In all of that tension and distance and disrepair and all of that machlokes, there's a latent, concealed, hidden peace that lies beneath the surface waiting to be revealed. V'yemei hara yeshemei atov. In those difficult, bad days, so to speak, there's good that's waiting to be revealed. Uchlal hakol kimelo chal aretz kavodo. The entire earth is filled with God's glory. V'chazdo v'tuvu yisbarach malei olam v'hakol etova. Nothing exists without divine vitality. Nothing exists without Hashem willing it to exist. No experience, no moment, no tension, no struggle, no hassle, no heartache. Kiles asar panui minei. There's no place that's devoid of God. So very good. We can have Yishev Hadas, we're running away from the Nazis. We can have a moment of peace in the context of Machlokas. You could have a good day while everything's going bad. There could be light from darkness and Simicha, Zdafka, and Mitzrayim, when Jewish children are being killed. How does that work? What's the mechanism? Like, what's the mechanism? What's the Eitzah? How do we do it? Maybe the Orthodox caucus had a session about it. It could be that it was the topic of rabbinic conventions, and it could be that they had all different consultants and educational consultants coming together to trying to figure out Rabbanim and Kenis, Rabbanim and Gedol Yisrael, to figure out how we're going to crack this nut, solve this problem, be mamtik all the dinim, and make it through all the nisyonos that we have in Klal Yisrael. Somehow we haven't figured it out. Because when you have a real sickness, when you have a real machala, the most difficult machala, Pizur HaNefesh, that's what the Jewish people couldn't deal with in Mitzrayim. We handled everything else. But Pizur HaNefesh, we just can't do it. The Nefesh Bahala. If only there was a diagnostician, if only there was a doctor who knew the cure, who had an Eitzah that was a Maila Gedola Elyona Alakol, that was able to prescribe something that we could fill at a pharmacy every moment and any moment of our lives. And there actually is. Rabbeinu Zal says, and Nachman explains, that there's only one way to fill that God-sized hole, that piece in the middle of the puzzle that's missing. The pieces are all over the place. You ever take a box of puzzle pieces, 1,000 pieces, and you throw it out on the dining room table, and you spend the whole Shabbos trying to figure it out with the siblings and the friends? And you take here, you make the border because it's straight, and the water is on the bottom, and the sky is on the top. Sometimes it's confusing. What's up, one's down, and then you have the bushes over here. That somehow we're able to figure it out. Let's say we all figure it out. And then there's that last piece in the middle that's missing. And you can't find it. You're looking under the carpet, under the table, everyone's going nuts. In our lives, even if we take all the pieces, hey, us will be kabtu, all the pieces, and you get the vibrance, the girl situation straightened out, and I figure out what I'm doing for a living, and I got a good thing with my study, I found the notes, I figured out which class to take that I don't really have to do too much, or I have my own prereq set up, and I got into this, and I got into that, figured everything out just right. There's still a piece in the middle of the puzzle that's a God-shaped piece that's missing. And in order to bring all the pieces together, and somehow sweeten the piece of HaNefesh of our lives, to take off our shoes and be where we are and turn our direction toward it and be fine with who we are and what I am and what I'm doing, there's only one way. It's to talk to Hashem about it. It's to turn it over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to know it philosophically, not to know it intellectually, but the direct communication with Hashem. Hashem, Hineni. Moshe says, Hineni, I'm here. I'm here, I know you're here, so it's okay. It's all right. Yetov. Yeah, there's a bogat, there's a machlokas here, there's something happening with my job, something happening with my this dating situation, something happened with my wife, something happened with my kid. I had a thing today. Parent-teacher conferences. Oh, so we have to figure something out. Oh, la la la. What do we have? How are we going to figure this out? Switching up. I said, okay, first things first. Oh, we're okay. Hineni. There's Hashem here also. I don't have to figure this out myself. Hashem is with me. Ribono Shalom, would you like to get involved a little bit here? Here's your chance. I have no idea what the hell to do. I'd like you to please assert yourself in this situation. Talk to Hashem. Directly, simply, basically. Turn. If you want it to be a Mara Gadol, you can't get close to the fire. Hashem says, stay right there where you are. Vigbalta, stop. You feel far. It's dark. Mitzrayim. Mem Tetzar Tuma. Fill in the blank here. This bug out, that problem, that distance. Stay right there. Talk to me. Talk to me. Don't go some sheer, think you're going to get inspired, listen, figure out some fixing from the outside in. Inside out, talk to me. Right where we are, right the way we are, the way you look right now. How did Moshe Rabbeinu become what he was? How did Moshe Rabbeinu become Lokam B'Yisrael? How did he become the greatest? How do we become great? Very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't eat from the Mitzrit. He was an infant. He wouldn't nurse from the Mitzriah. So the pasuk says that they started like they're trying to figure out. They brought one after the other to try to nurse him. And Rashi says, "Hachziraso Mitzriyos Harbe Linok." They brought like one after the other. Basparo was committed to take care of this child. So they brought one Mitzriah after another, but Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't take from them. V'lo yanak, he wouldn't nurse. Until they bring Yocheved, his mother comes, the wet nurse, the Hashkacha, right? They bring the Mialdos, Shifrin Pua, arranged. Yocheved comes, and his own mother begins to feed him. Rashi says, L'fishaya osid l'dabre mashchina. There's a sensitivity there, that there's Hashkacha there that Moshe wouldn't take from the Mitzrit, from the Egyptian woman, because also the daber mashchina, he would face to face, he'd be talking to Hashem, he's going to deliver the Torah. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, in the Yerodeya, the Rama brings this pasuk as the source that we shouldn't have chalavakum, of the chumrah, of not having chalavakum, not drinking milk from goyim. Causes timtum halev, some way, that's why I have a hard time with Gemara and Tosos in my life. I just say, oh, whatever. I ate a lot of Ventimins when I was younger. I used to drink Yuhu, What am I supposed to do? Timtum Alev. I'm having a hard time getting over it. And the Rashba points out Dafka from this Rai, brings this Rashi specifically. Asa L'Daber Meshchina. That's where the Hanhagas HaChassidus comes from. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shiva Torah V'Das, Emes L'Yaakov. This is Parsha. There's a Yisod Gadol and Chinuch here. Yisod Gadol and Chinuch for every parent and for every one of us to take to heart. Is this halacha to learn for Gans Klal Yisrael? He also the Dabri Mashchina. Every single person is going to speak to the Shechina. Like you have to make a generalization. That's maybe why it's not. It's a chumrah. It's not for everyone because let's be honest, not everybody's Moshe Rabbeinu. Mavur mizel limud gadol b'nin achinoch, says Rabbi Yaakov. Shetzor ha'av l'tein labanov, that a parent has to be careful with their children. Ayin shal kol yelad katan, for every young child, yesh sikui l'daber mashchina, could be a chance he's going to be a gadol b'Yisrael, maybe he'll be a Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he's going to be a great one, maybe he'll be, right, that's the whole system. Everybody learn all day and night, because maybe he'll be a gadol b'Yisrael. Careful with what comes in your mouth, because you never know. You might have a chance to talk to the Shechina one day. Lochein tzarech lios kol in b'chinucha b'madrega kazo shel asla dav m'shechina. Chinucha taras hakodesh. Be careful with the kid, because you never know. He can grow up to be one of the gedolei olam tzaddik. V'zeh ma'ashe tzrichim lizkor k'shabayim l'vur b'chinuch b'shvil ha'yiladim. To be careful the choices we make for our kids. B'kedusha u'v'tahara. Because you never know, yesh sikui, it's possible. We'll talk to the Shechina. Asa l'daber m'Shechina. You have to be a breast liver to know that every single Jew talks. That every Jew talks to Hashem. Can eat Reese's peanut butter cups right after fleishiks. Rachmana litzlan. After treif of fleishiks, eat a Reese's peanut butter cups. and you can talk to Hashem. Also the Daber Mashchina. Kipshuto. And Hashem wants us to talk to him. There. That's where I am. I shouldn't talk to Hashem. So here's how I'm going to fix this situation of Basra. I'm not going to talk to Hashem. That makes sense. Here's how I'm going to fix it. I didn't daven mincha, so I feel bad, so I'm not going to daven mar. Or whatever. Fill in your blank here. Asa l'daber mashchina. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu became great. His whole life, he was talking to Hashem. You don't want me to come close to the burning bush right now? I'll take off my shoes, I'll be right here. Hinani. I'm here. I'm fully present. I'm filling the present with presence. I'm here. I'm mitchaber to my metzias, right where I am. Matan Torah, all of Klal Yisrael had to learn that lesson. You want Matan Torah? You want to be a person who's a Ben Torah, who has Yiddishkeit, who did experience revelation? Don't stop right where you are. Don't come any further. Don't come any closer to where I am. If you do, most of you must. You're dead. You die. Hashem says, if you think you can only have a contact with me by being close all the time, you have no idea what it means to be a Jew. Sit down. You're running away from the Nazis? Sit down. Take for a moment. Talk to me. Grab a second of Yishev Hadas. You don't have to carry around the stool. We don't have to carry around anything. Just talk to Hashem. Hashem, I know you're with me. It's a crazy day today. Just help me remember that you're always with me. I need you. I need you now. Just give it to me. Give me. Open me up a little bit here. Whatever our words are, but to talk and to talk and to talk and to talk. It's not ideal always. Variables don't always lend themselves to feeling like things are going great. That's the way Hashem wants it. Bernard Goldberg was 1920s. He was one of the great Heimische gangsters. It was a phenomenon. They were good to their mother. You heard of this book? There's a phenomenon of Heimische gangsters. And Bernard, I don't know his Hebrew name, was Bernard. That was Bernard Goldberg, Bugsy they called him, was, he was one of the real, he got into it. Started with like theft and grand larceny, tax evasion, you know, the Heimische stuff. And then he got into, from there, you know, kidnapping and then manslaughter charges, first degree murder, obstruction of justice. He was a person like, you know, he was involved in a lot of no good. When they finally nailed him on the tax evasion, he was incarcerated in a maximum security facility and he was facing numerous life terms. One day, this Bugsy, called him, gets a letter from his father. His father was already an elderly man. His father wrote a letter that's heartbreaking. Unconditional acceptance, unconditional love, but also overwhelming loneliness and pain. Dear son, I miss you so terribly. Especially during this time of year, I remember so fondly how you and I would go outside to prepare the vegetable garden for planting. We'd plow up the ground, sow the seeds together, sit back and watch them grow. Oh, how I long for those days. Now I'm left to do it all on my own. A couple of days later, the ailing father, the elderly father, gets a letter from his son in prison, in all caps. Dear Dad, whatever you do, don't dig up the garden. That's where I hid the bodies. The next day, FBI trucks show up in this guy's house. Chever jump out with the jackets, the whole thing. Shovels, pickaxes, hose, and they're in the backyard, schlepping dirt, tearing up the ground, breaking it apart, digging, furrowing, trying to find a... They're there for hours. Hours in front of old man Goldberg's house. Every single inch of that garden, they don't find anything. They leave frustrated. A couple of days later, the old man Goldberg gets a letter from his son in jail. He writes, Dear Dad, by now the garden should be all dug up and ready for planting. I love you, I miss you. This was the best I could do under the circumstances. Your loving son, Bugsy. there's a way for a son who's distant from their father, who we want so badly to, we feel like we've done so much that we're stuck and we can't do it the way we want to do it, can't do it the way we ought to do it. Bereshis, Zriya, Shmos, Tzmicha, the whole thing seems upside down. But in the dirt, in the harvest season, during finals week, during busy season, in a state of Pizra Nefesh or Al Ne'im Menuchos, wherever we are, an Eved Hashem has to know that part of being an Eved Hashem means navigating ups and downs. Continuation of the letter from Ibn Nasan. Yid has to know, Bein Ba'aliyah, Bein Ba'irida, up or down, Ba'yom of Alayla, day or night, B'shachbo, B'kumo, B'bayit of Ashuk, Bein She'en Yodim Klal Heichanu, when I have no idea where the hell I am. Chazak b'ni v'chazak. Strengthen ourselves. Teda v'ta'amin shekol advar ne'amarim gam eilecha b'pratius b'chol masha over alecha b'chol yom v'yom. Every pratu prat is specifically intended for every one of us. It's exactly the way Hashem is designing us. A custom-made suit for us to wear to be mispire before Him. V'ta'amin shashem yizbarach ose achad d'ashos b'chol eis. Every moment is a new opportunity. For sure it's going to be a good ending. In Kulanu Yachad Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. V'chazdo v'yishuaso anifla kilo lam chazdo. Yichazdo gavar aleinu. V'emes havaya la'olam. Hashem should help us that wherever we are and whatever we're doing, just do the best we can do under the circumstances. Talk to Hashem. Give it over to the Ribono Shel Olam. We should know how much nachas we're giving to Him in doing so. Thank you.